You're listening to 9 minutes of madness.
How about you give me the blowjob?
Yes!
Exactly like that.
Ultimate bone broth.
Bone broth. But you know it's chicken bones? How crappy is that? It's not even like some sort of good badass animal.
It's just chicken soup.
Yeah.
You know people make regular chicken soup with the bones?
I know, they make stock and shit.
Like yes, Wish.
It's literally just broth.
Yeah, it is. Wish.
But does your chicken soup have bee pollen in it?
No, generally I keep the bees away from my chicken soup.
What is bee pollen, by the way?
You get like the bumblebees and they're like covered in like pollen and shit.
Yeah, they scrape
like,
that off.
He catches
bumblebee.
Them and like
yeah, that's
grooms
so.
Them.
Yes.
He dusts that off into your pot.
Yeah.
He just goes around with a butterfly net catching bumblebees and sort of dusting.
There is no good evidence that bee pollen has any health benefits.
Check it
potential
out.
Risks of consuming bee pollen include contamination by fungal mycotoxins, pesticides, or toxic metals.
Or bacteria.
Or licking a bee and getting stung. Why would you be
shaking off bumblebees?
You just tickled a bumblebee's tummy. What's the buzz about it, Roxy?
But it's just pollen.
Yes.
Yeah, but
like they haven't done anything to it yet. It's just like literally, it's got pollen in its sack and it's kind of licked it a couple of times.
Also called bee bread.
But according to that thing, it's mainly carbs.
Yeah,
like it's not even much like vitamins and shit.
Yeah, it's mostly carbs.
Sort of.
So it's carbs.
It's not a health food.
And carbohydrates.
Okay, you know when you make fairy bread. It's carbs and sugar. Okay, this is like we should start like some sort of like health food like trend where we're like, you know, you gotta eat two slices of fairy bread.
Sugars.
Yeah.
But you notice,
it's simple sugars and complex sugars.
Yes. Okay, you notice how resilient small children are.
Yes, they're all rubberish.
Yeah, and they're always full of energy. That you know, they generally they don't you know suffer from you know arthritis or Alzheimer's or all sorts
any
of
any sort of
all sorts of old guy diseases.
They're outside of life.
Yeah. And you know, their brains are really less. Like, they can pick up new languages really easily and learn stuff really quickly. So what I think is that you know that you need the child diet, which
it's fairy bread,
very high fairy bread.
Because if you notice, like there's a direct inverse correlation between the amount of fairy bread you eat and how much Alzheimer's you got.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's why my memory's not good. We didn't get much fairy bread as
kids.
Exactly.
Like growth stunted and shit.
Yeah.
And Michael Jordan exclusively ate fairy bread and nothing else.
Yeah.
You know?
Like people stop eating fairy bread and
die.
Die.
Within decades.
Yeah. To my knowledge, no one has died of old age while regularly eating fairy bread.
Yeah. I'll cop that.
They will be the first.
Yes.
I would be the first person to die of old age
while eating fairy bread, I think. Fairy bread's good.
You guys are
revolting.
I love fairy bread.
No, I'm just going to encourage him to add a really great thing to his diet.
It's shitty white bread with shitty butter with, like, granules of, like, gritty stuff on it.
I don't know, sugar.
No, no.
Yeah.
I eat sugar in my bread. That's like half my diet, man.
Yeah. Now you just stick it together.
A fair amount of butter.
I think our new diet plan makes at least as much sense as like paleo diet plans. Because like,
oh my god, the keto one.
Quite frankly, we've got Alex Jones eating the bone broth, and you've got Warren Buffett, whose entire diet is cans of Coke. Mm. Who's doing better?
Yeah.
Who seems sharper? Okay. Like, I'm just saying.
Or hot dogs or something.
Eats McDonald's and Coke.
Bread too.
On the subject of fairy bread, did you know they don't have fairy bread in America? It's an Australian thing.
What?
Yeah,
only Australia has fairy bread.
And Australians have a longer average lifespan than Americans.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah, like I was.
Because fairy bread's fucking healthy.
Yeah, so like if we decide to put our bullshit diet plan, like Americans may actually fall for it because it's like some weird exotic shit. It's not just
Click here for one weird tip as to why Australians live longer.
Exactly.
You got fairy bread. Here's one weird food that Australians eat.
Yeah.
You know. Wow. What do Americans eat?
They don't.
They have enough snack foods. They don't have to make like one at home.
Look at their 4 liter drinks.
They have really sugary bread to start off with.
Yeah, what do they have that stuff that's like Twinkies and Ho-Hos and other strange noises you make?
It seems like we can't get enough of rainbow food lately. But it turns out the obsession is nothing new. People from Australia have been down with multicoloured food since forever, thanks to a little snack they call fairy bread.
Rinky-dink snack from Australia.
Although the name gives it an air of magic.
Yes, it does.
Australian fairy bread is actually just a delicious three-ingredient treat.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, and there's someone that tells you how to make it.
Wow, dude.
I don't think there needs to be a description.
If it seems unusually simple, it is. Fairy bread is a basic food, says Australian food blogger and cookbook author. Typically made with white bread spread with butter and then what we call hundreds and thousands.
Because what do they call it?
Do they not have sugar
or
either?
Colourful round sprinkles. Neighbouring New Zealanders dig into fairy bread as well. And the treat is also popular in the Netherlands, where the sprinkles are chocolate and the toast is called Hagelslag, which quaintly translates to hailstorm.
Hagelslag.
Oh, we've got Hagelslag.
I'm sorry to hear that. Although its exact origins are uncertain, fairy bread is mentioned in a 1913 poem from Scottish writer Robert Louis Stevenson.
No.
Come up here, O dusty feet. Here is fairy bread to eat. Here in my retiring room, children, you may dine.
Okay, he sounds like a pedophile, first of all.
Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of fairy bread.
And while the Aussies might stick to fairy bread for kids' birthday parties, I wouldn't be surprised if Australian fairy bread started popping up in Brooklyn cafes sometime soon.
See?
Dude, hipsters will be all over
hipsters.
Hipsters.
Oh, yes, a $20 slice of fairy bread, please.
Fairy bread is made with good old-fashioned supermarket white bread.
Yes.
And don't use fancy bread unless you want to start a heated debate and get on the wrong side of Australians.
Well, yeah, it's like, no, you can't make it with dark rye. You can't make it with no wholemeal bread.
You get like dark rye and put sugar on it.
Sour and sweet.
Next up, cover the bread with butter. Although you might want to go butter crazy, Elliot recommends only using enough to get the sprinkles to stick to the bread.
Just a minute, this is a guy
eating lard.
Literally on a food blog teaching you how to buttery slice of bread. Wow.
Okay, well, wait,
this is like the orange eating class at Molman.
Yeah, this is five steps, by the way.
Five steps.
We're only on step two.
Yes. As hundreds and thousands. Now it's time to rainbow-fy the fairy bread, aka cover it in sprinkles. Traditionally, Australians use what they call hundreds and thousands, or colourful round sprinkles. Personally, I like the look and texture of sparkly, colourful sanding sugar, which makes the treat more like the sugared toast I grew up with.
But isn't at all like fairy bread.
Yes. It's not fairy bread.
But and now you're starting the heated debate.
Since there are almost as many different types of sprinkles as there are rainbow foods, you can have a uniquely decorated fairy bread every day of the week.
And also a diabetes problem by the end of the month.
This is a great... I can't believe someone else has come up with the same diet plan.
Elliot says the bread is typically cut into triangles.
See?
And her pro tip, if you leave the crust on, you can pick it up holding the crust end.
Step four where you're like, oh, by the way, also cut the bread. And then also, number five, eat it.
Eat it.
Because otherwise it's just spread butter on bread, put sprinkles, two steps, and they stretch it out to five.
But what is fairy bread?
Dude, clickbait, char. A subscriber requested.
I like that even the clickbait videos can't drag out fairy bread for more than 2 minutes.
Oh man, how are they going to put all the extra ads in it?
Man, I think we need to set up like a cooking channel on YouTube and it's just like idiotically simple shit.
Yeah.
Today we're going to make toast. Step one, open the bag of bread.
Today we're making a sandwich. And we're just going to put cheese on it.
Next week, maybe cheese.
All right, next week we're going to open a can of something.
I microwave some soup and sprinkle crap on it.
Well, that's too much.
I was going to say, you know how many steps that is?
Step one. Call 131166.
Well, I was going to say...
That's for Hawaiian pizza.
All right, today we're reheating that pizza we ordered last time. Got some left over. Fairy bread is ridiculously simple to make, but you can't imagine how happy a pile of it will make your brunch guests.
And I'll be like, we expected cucumber sandwiches, and we get... fairy bread?
So invite your hipster buddies around for brunch and you eat fairy bread.
Yes.
Okay, if you invite any adults around and you eat fairy bread.
They don't know what fairy bread is. They've never seen it before.
It's fucked up. We're so exotic.
Brunch is meant to
They don't even know how to play footy. They keep stopping.
Yeah.
And they wear armour.
I was going to say, like, it's meant to be...
It's like someone saying, like, Like, you know in movies where you've got, like, a foreigner guy and, like, he speaks perfect English, but occasionally he'll forget, like, really simple words. Like,
yeah, it's raining dogs and cats.
Yes. You are my amigo, as we say. Yeah, yeah. Okay, someone needs to do a movie where, like instead it's an Australian.
That is a nice elevator or lift. Which one's the one we say? Well, you say lift.
I say both.
Yeah. No, but what is it meant to be in the English version?
Mm. It's like in saying, my country, we call those chips.
Yeah. And it's like, no, they're crisps. It's like, no, chips.
Chips.
What do you call chips?
Chips. French fries.
Or French
chips.
Fries.
Chips. They're chips. All chips.
In my country, we have come to understand they are all chips.
It's just potato man.
Potato man. People get it. Yeah. Like, because we're just going to do a podcast about, like, you know,
yeah,
nutrition.
Yeah. Like, making fairy bread is just simple enough that we might be able to fit it into a 10-minute podcast.
I'm rambling. Yeah.
There you have it. Remember to send your comments, rants, or death threats to podcastmadness@gmail.com. And don't forget to tune in next week for another 9 minutes of madness.